up, dudes? It's good to see you again. It's been a while.
Yeah, man.
What's great. Up?
Yeah, let's How's just. Rocker, you got the keys, right?
Yeah. I kept one from when I was on the show, so should work, right? I mean, I don't think they changed the locks or anything, so
it's. No, Justin's too lazy for that.
It's definitely locked.
Well, I gotta stick the key in first, dude. Hold on.
Oh, I didn't leave it open.
It doesn't magically freaking open. It's over here. Hold on.
Jesus.
Brad, did you have one that Kev left you?
No, he didn't leave me shit. He just took right off to Texas, man.
Hold on, guys. This one isn't working. Let me try the next one. Hold on.
Yeah, I got a set of keys. Get in my way. Let me try it.
Okay.
Nope. My key's not fitting in there either. What the heck?
Hey, guys.
Look,
guys.
They never gave me a key, so.
Guys, we don't do intranets anymore.
What does this look like? DTP?
What do you mean you don't do intro bits anymore?
Yeah, we told us to make the highlight a funny intro bit. Like, that was in the memo.
No, we stopped doing that, like, I don't know, like 60 episodes ago.
What's 60? Hey, guys, the keys aren't working. Let's try the window.
No, rocker. We don't do bits.
I bet you the basement window is open. Let's go through there, and then we'll just go up the stairs.
Wait, you said 60 episodes?
Just trying to do bits, dude. We don't do bits.
Guys, the basement window is open. Let's go. Come on.
Oh, boy.
Let's
go into the studio.
Dude, if you don't knock it out, I'm going to, like, kick you in your basement window.
Yeah, he's going to punch you to orbit.
All right, guys, I'm going up the stairs. Oh, my God. Studio. So great.
Hey, everybody. Well, welcome to the fire team. Wow, I haven't said that in a long time.
It's
been a while. Yeah, it's been 60 episodes. I don't know. It's been quite a few. Everybody, welcome to Distinguished Dad Tales podcast tonight.
Man.
It is episode 47. And tonight we're gonna take a little trip down memory lane. Maybe you remember these guys, maybe you joined up after, who knows.
Do you recognize this voice?
Yeah. That is the one and only Barbecue Reaper. Barbecue Veggie, how's it going?
yeah, that was the news.
Barbecued veggies.
Oh, yeah, the only reaping on the barbecue I'm gonna do is vegetables from now until forever, but hey, if it keeps me healthy, that's what I'm gonna
better
do.
Better than
hey,
dying.
That's right.
Yes.
And we need you here, buddy. So grill those vegetables. You look great, by the way.
Yeah, for at least like three more episodes. You
yeah,
know.
Yeah. Just if you can make it through this
bits or crap without you, we need you here.
Yeah. If you can just make it through the end of May, I'd appreciate it. Thanks so much. We also have with us Mr. Stu Gatso.
What's happening, everybody?
Hey, if somebody could stop rubbing their microphone against their beard, that'd be great. I think we all know who that is.
Yeah, we know who that is.
What's up, Stewie?
Not much, man. This is interesting. It's a blast from the past here right now.
Yeah, that's fun. We have with us tonight... Jace. What's up, Jace?
Well, not much. It's been a long time.
Yeah. It has, it's been a while. We also have, Meef. What's up, Meef?
I made it! Wow!
You made it.
I fully expected to be introduced last, but, suck it, Just Rocker dude.
No, we have our good buddy Meef here. We also have, Haram Brad. How's it going?
What's up, fellas? How's everybody doing?
We're doing great. Doing great. And we also have with us Just Rocker Dude.
Oh, good. You got it right. I was going to say it's just Rocker Dude.
Yeah, it's just Rocker Dude now.
Yeah. It's been a while. It's crazy.
It has been a while.
Hold my head up high. It's been a while.
Nantales, Mongas. Oh, I'm rusty.
This is Cyril on a
Oh, man.
You know, it's been a while. Oh, shit.
Reminds you of the Stu song.
Oh, love.
Oh, no, love. When's he going to show up? Who knows?
When's the last time you guys did some Stu songs?
At
some point. Stu songs don't happen anymore either.
It's been a while. Jeez.
2016.
What are you talking about, dude? I sing Stu songs to myself every night to go to sleep.
Yeah.
Every night.
That's weird.
Is it?
Yes.
I don't think it is.
No, it is. I can tell you it is.
Only Stu can make this world seem bright. Only Stu. Man, look at that.
All right, cool.
It's fun, guys. Somebody wake up Baroque.
Yes, well, Ben, 1 week since I looked at Stu.
Yeah, it pretty much has. I think we recorded last Tuesday.
Yes.
Did we record that? No, it was last Monday. It's been about...
Justin, all the days are the same to me.
I know.
It's I don't know if I'm coming or going anymore. It's just... All I need to know is, do I have to put out the garbage? That's it. That's the only thing that I need to know.
I did put out the garbage tonight. I know that.
Me too.
And you know what? It always kind of messes me up because I look at and like a lot of my... Majority of my neighbors are older, right? And... They put their garbage out at like 4 o'clock in the fucking afternoon because they go to bed at 6 o'clock. So when when I put my garbage out and it's like, you know, like 10 o'clock and nobody has theirs out, I'm like, what fucking day is this? Like, what's going on? I'm like, no, I'm right. It's Tuesday. I know it's Tuesday. But yes, it is Tuesday, and quick turnaround time on this if my computer cooperates, because last week I needed that extra day because the files were like, nope. So, but yeah, glad to have you guys back on the show with us tonight as we're winding down. It's part of our last rides episode. After this, we have 3 more episodes left. That's pretty crazy.
It's almost like Game of Thrones.
Yeah. Oh, by the way, so after the show tonight, hopefully it doesn't go too long because I have to get up fucking crazy early. I just keep looking at the clock and thinking, okay.
Come on, this show go long?
Jeez. Yeah, right.
you guys don't do that anymore.
But stick around after after the credit music. We'll do Game of Thrones spoilers. How's that sound?
All right, early night for me.
Yeah, exactly. Bro could just take off.
What am I going to contribute? I think this person was on the show, right? Nope. Yeah, no, I'm not.
Exactly. What was I going to say? So in preparation for this episode, we played some D1 the other night. That was pretty fun. But I also wanted to bring up real quick that, I teased this, I guess, a few weeks ago, but we hadn't really been able to get to it. Our good buddy BitDead, who has been like a loyal listener and supporter of the show for, geez, like probably since like right at the beginning, I had asked him, I said, you've been so good to us and you've been such a huge supporter of the show. Would you like to like have some topic or would you like to like kind of outline a show? And so he did. So we have, I'm sorry, BitDead, I'm not going to use everything because I'm sure we have a lot to talk about while we're all here together tonight.
And because some of your stuff sucked.
He shared it with us. And,
everybody was like, this.
We all looked at it.
What is this
horseshit? We'll just throw that back on episode 3.
I don't know about that.
Yeah.
We'll like, just put it into that.
They were like, hey, can you guys do an episode 151 just to do all this bullshit? Because... But yeah, anyway, so we have some topics and segments here tonight sponsored by our good buddy BitDead. We love you. But yeah, so we, in preparation for this, we decided to go into D1 the other night to do a raid. And oh shit, hold on, I'm getting a message here. Oh yeah. Jesus Christ.
We're professionals.
My fucking phone vibrated for hairy balls. If I'd have known, I would have put it on my hairy balls that it was going to vibrate.
You know, the best part is that the Skype name is in his wife's name.
So. Yeah, I know. Yes. I'm trying to call him, and he's not answering. He's like, I'm on Skype. I'm like, But taking this back, so we had started this podcast back in D1, obviously. It's like 3 years ago now. And obviously married. Yeah, we're obviously married. And
obviously.
So where it kind of all started was King's Fall. So we decided to run the King's Fall raid the other night, and it was super fucking fun. Brooke, do you want to tell them what you did?
Yeah,
I don't tell. I don't know if you let anybody know what you did the other night.
No. No, I have in full, if I take the whole thing, it's like almost 3 hours of glorious just us talking in chat audio. But the entire raid I have, I think it's down to 1 hour, 24 minutes and 29 seconds in total.
Yeah.
So
if all you guys are cool, we're going to put that out. What were we going to say, bro?
Yeah, the only thing is my audio is extremely hot in it. Like,
yeah. So
Baruch, every time I talk, you got to block.
Baruch sends me over this audio, and he's like, "We are so low, you could barely hear us." And then so I would have to turn it up, and I'm listening to. I'm actually going through a parking garage today, and it's a nice day outside. My window's down, and I have it turned up to try and hear us talking, and it's like the beginning of the raid. And it's when I think we were trying to grab the orbs, and Stu was grabbing the orbs before Baroque could get to him, and he's like, "You bastard!" And I'm like driving to this parking garage. People are walking to their cars. I'm like, "Holy shit! I gotta turn this shit down." But it was like I got through like 30 minutes of it, and Baroque was like, "Baroque, is there any way that you could send over like something better than this?" Because
I'm working on it still. The problem is like it's through my OBS and it's set up for when I stream.
Yeah.
Well, my audio is always set higher than all the background noise.
Always thinking about yourself.
More important than everyone. I gotcha.
Yeah.
Yeah. On my stream, I am.
Oh, we get it. On my stream. Okay. Selfish much? Anyway. So we're going to try and get the good audio. And if we could, and if I know Baroque is trying to get that for us. So maybe we can, we'll put that out as like a bonus episode this week.
Don't get your hopes up.
Yeah. I wouldn't go.
Wow. Yeah. Thanks.
Just turn it up really loud and then
crank it up and crank it up in your eardrums and send Baroque the bill for your ENT.
No, I did one thing to it today and it actually made everybody else really loud. And it made me only slightly louder, so
I'll take it
even louder. He was at 100.
So basically, it's like a typical raid where everybody else is loud and Baroque is just louder.
Oh man!
All right, it was fun. I mean, I only have to edit out like a couple things that were questionable.
My spoiler.
Yeah, that was one of them. You're like, oh shit, there's fucking Game of Thrones spoilers in this.
I didn't even know where that was, and I just went, screw that.
No, it was pretty funny. But it was, so we all get back into D1, and it was me, Rocker, and who was with us, Rocker? Who else was with us? Was it you, Baroque? So it was me, Rocker, and Baroque. And we're like, oh shit, you know, maybe we're talking about the Zen Meteor. So now that's over on Xbox, like, oh cool, like Xur has
the special engram
this week. Yeah. So we're like, fuck, where the fuck is Xur? And we're like Googling it, and there's no where is Xur for D1 anywhere. And it just keeps bringing up D2, and then it just kind of occurred to me, I was like, guys, he's either in the fucking tower or the reef.
There's
only two places. Like, here I'm thinking like, oh, we gotta scour all these planets just to fucking find Xur. And like, no. So he ended up being on the reef. And then we get there, and I didn't have enough strange coins, so I couldn't get anything. But we did load up on some heavy synth. That was pretty fun.
I miss that.
Yeah, it was good times.
What are you talking about? We had like a half hour conversation about just like, oh, this gun. Oh, this gun. Oh, this gun. Like, that was like, we didn't do anything in the game, and we were having extreme amounts of fun just looking at our characters that we had played for years.
Yeah.
I missed my characters. As soon as I got to the login screen, where you the character select screen. I was just going through each of them for what felt like, I don't know, a couple minutes, but it felt a lot longer. And just looking at them, like, I miss these characters. You built up such a connection with them, and then they're like, oh, yeah, by the way, fuck them. You're like, oh, okay. That's cool.
When we were in Crucible, I was just, like, nonstop switching between guns. It's like every few seconds, like, ooh, what does this do? Oh, yeah, that does that.
Ooh, Doctrine of Passing? I think I liked this gun. Yeah. Oh, yeah, this gun is awesome.
Plan C. Yeah, that was awesome.
I just abused the shit out of my Void Fang vestments with the Axion Bolt. That's all I did. Spawn and throw a grenade and then chase it.
And then, like,
the stupidest thing ever.
Remembering that we all had to be around the heavy crate, and if you weren't, like, everybody got heavy instead of just one person, and then the whole special thing, like, you didn't start with special when you died, you had to go find the special crate. Yeah, it's so funny. It's so funny how quickly
you forget. I mean, PvP was one thing, but then we got into the raid, and King's Fall we ran. I mean, that's the one that kind of started this whole thing, right? So we had to run King's Fall, and it was kind of, I remember what do I do here? What do I do? Oh, yeah, I remember what to do. Like, you just
I get kind launched of, into a wall. That's what I do.
Yeah, well, you kind of have to see it for a second again, you know what I mean? For a couple seconds and give it a try. And I don't know, it was nice. It was nice to run through it again. It was really familiar and really fun.
There's a part to remember that.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
I think we're thinking the same thing about the orbs. Where Stu's like, oh, okay, I'll get the orbs on the right hand side, and he's going
takes deeper. Off.
He's like, man, where the hell is this thing? We're like, you mean the big orb at the beginning of the freaking raid?
I forgot about the one that you have to start it with in the middle. I wasn't looking for it. I was just getting set up over there because I never started the thing. I would always go run somewhere to a side, and I don't know. It was fun. It was fun seeing the weapons again, the sniper rifles. Ooh, baby. Those things felt really good.
Oh, yeah.
I had all of them on my character, the LDR and the 1,000-yard stare. Mm. And I even had this Event Horizon. I was like, what is this thing? That thing was fucking fun. But the LDR was, oh, my God. The LDR was
Black
so
Spindle.
Good.
Black Spindle, yeah. It's fun. Sorry, I saw an Icebreaker in my vault.
I was stuck in Dallas Airport at that time, so.
It was nice because, I mean, you know, I mean, obviously we were all high-level characters because that's how we left the game, and King's Fall was obsolete by the end of it, but melting down the War Priest, you're like, yeah, that felt good. Even Golgoroth, we're like, come on, guys. We beat him with, like, 0 seconds left.
And yeah, we also ran it at 290, and we were all 400.
Yeah, I know, but, I mean, it was nice just getting in there and having fun. You know, it wasn't a super challenge. It was just familiar and fun.
Well, those ships.
Yeah, I was about to say
challenge.
For some people, I was
no way across. There's no hit points on the ships.
who was the one that had trouble with that?
Yeah, that was
me. Yeah. Oh,
the clamber was missing. I'm not. You know, basically, I kept rubbing my warlock across one of them. Like, oh, chest bump.
I'm just gonna graze this edge real quick.
Oh, it's nice.
4 minutes long with the warlock poof going along the side of a ship, and I can't just clamber. No.
And it took so long for those ships to come back, too. Like, oh, fuck it. It's like, I mean, it was probably like 30 seconds, but it felt like 5 minutes just waiting. Like, oh my gosh, when is this thing going to spawn again?
All right, guys, just pull me through.
Pull me through.
Yeah.
That's what we ended up.
We went up for the chest that we don't need.
Hey man, I need those moldering shards.
I know. I was like,
yeah, you gotta have them.
I was like, man, why can't Jace be here so I wouldn't have to be the last one?
Like I said, sorry, I was stuck in the Dallas Fort Worth airport waiting on thunderstorms to go past.
I'll tell you what, that raid and that whole opening of the Taken King and the quest. That was just, I remember I took off of work for that, and I remember it was you and me, I think, Justin, we were running that during the day.
Yeah, yeah.
It took forever to get on, but just exploring the Dreadnought, that was just awesome gaming. That was just a lot of fun, and that's the type of stuff I miss, man.
Yeah, we played all day that day. It took, it did take us forever to get on. We finally did, and played all day and got nowhere. It's like, holy shit, there's still so much of this.
Yeah.
And it was. I mean, that expansion was awesome. It was so good.
yeah, that whole thing was a lot of fun. And that raid was just, it's spooky, it's dark, it's like, it was just so well done, the way they did it.
And we really didn't, we didn't really have to, like, redo any. I think we had to, what did we redo?
We wiped at the relay race.
Okay. We didn't wipe there.
We didn't wipe there.
We did
one go.
Then it was the world. I know we did the
world. The witches. We wiped at the sisters.
Oh yeah, that's right. And that was it.
And once at the war priest because we couldn't get the glyph sprite once.
Stand on the platforms. It's hard stuff.
Yeah.
I think it's Justin.
1, 2, 3, 3, 2, 1. I don't know.
It was me and Justin.
You mean you?
That was after what, like 5 minutes of transferring orbs for no reason.
I wasn't transferring orbs. I even asked him, like, are you guys fucking seriously doing this right now? Who gives a shit? Running back and forth, throwing these bubbles everywhere. Who made the comment about? Like, if this was Destiny 2, we'd get guitar errored right now.
That was Racer.
There was orbs.
So many orbs.
Oh, yeah, there had to have been like 80 orbs.
Easy.
At the beginning of every...
During the relay race, I'd run up there, I'd just pop my Radiance, and I would just throw 800 grenades and run back to... I mean, it was simple. Grenades everywhere.
And at the beginning of every encounter, I was like, so what do we do here again? Oh, yeah, okay, we go do that, and then we go do this. Oh, man. Yeah, that was fun. Oh, God.
I think the moral of the story is there is fun to be had with scheduling time for retro games with friends, whether it's Destiny 1 or Black Ops or any of those old games you used to have fun with your bros in. Be like, hey, Friday night, 8:30, kids are in bed, let's bring this one out of the vault.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah,
it was great.
And it was just like, just looking at everything. And I mean, I do agree, Stu, with what you like, that D2 is a better game. But it is like, you know, it's just, there's parts of it that aren't. Yeah, there's parts of it that just aren't the same. But going back and looking at what's there, like, just the ornaments. Like, I forget who was saying in chat today, but, like, you know.
That was me.
The revelry's gone. The ornaments are fucking gone. Like, all that stuff is, like, what the hell? Like,
which was,
you know, yeah, meanwhile, my Titan has all those Crota ornaments where, like, I've got all these neon spikes everywhere. It looks fucking badass. You know, like, Rocker had the Wrath of the Machine ornaments on, and he's got shit flying around on his shoulders. Everybody's the got Vex chroma. Leg. They're fucking bright as hell, and they're glowing. Yeah, it looks awesome.
It's stuff like that they added into D1 as it went on and everybody left. Like Chroma. That was a small, simple thing. Okay, I can make my gun glow like, you know, it's coming out of Tokyo Drift. Cool. Yep. But we all loved it. And like I had had a bunch of things hoarded, but it's like this gun was that color. Why? Because that's the color. And I would match my Guardian to that. Like I'd put the shader on to match the gun because that was awesome. And then you go to D2 and it's like, yeah, all that cool stuff that you guys used to go around and work for? Nah.
Hey, but you can get some antlers for a month.
Yeah.
You can try and get some antlers. I didn't get any.
I didn't get any.
I didn't either.
I tried. I got the gun. That's fine.
But yeah, I'll put that link in our Twitter today. Like, I remember seeing the old raids come anew with the ornaments and you could like bling out your Crota gear or your Wrath of Machine gear.
Yeah,
and
they went and redid them at 400 and they were like, and here's something you can grind for. And you seriously, you saw some of that stuff and you're like, yep.
Remember when they would do the fashion shows.
Yeah.
And then, like, they did that fashion show with all the raids where, like, you know, the Guardians would go back and they'd come back out and they would have all the new raid gear on with all the ornaments. Like,
exactly.
That was awesome.
The factions, all that stuff.
And not only the ornaments, but, like, the perks was like, oh, you take less damage if you're holding a ball that you're about to throw at a dude.
They were raid-specific ones. Like, yeah, if you're holding the relic in King's Fall, take less damage. If you're... you know, doing this, like they were all specific to the raid, so you could spec yourself out for the raid.
Yeah, I miss that.
So I think what I think one thing that goes that is they couldn't bring out new content as fast as people wanted. So they were kind of forced to be creative. And I feel like that's how they were creative. They would give us the same things, but with like new colors, new shades, and little things like that, that gave us things to chase after. So we would upgrade our existing characters. So I feel like they were more creative with that, where now I guess they have a bigger budget. Things are different. They have they don't have to do that because they're putting out new content. So they don't have to be as creative, you know what I mean? So they don't have to do all that because you're giving
the
you
content
other stuff
that's
to do.
Being put out is repetitive as heck.
That's what I mean. And like they don't bring out new guns before D1. New season meant new guns all around.
Yeah, and it's like Stu
now
said.
Now it's like the same guns.
The game's been out forever. The game's been out forever, and I'm still getting Scatterhorn Grasp from like the first fucking day. You know what I mean? Yeah, like it's still the same shit. Although I was mentioning to Rocker when we were playing a little while ago that my vault is at 497 of 500, so I need to do a little work in there.
Yeah, do a little maintenance.
Jeez,
you got a charge and stuff there.
I will say though, like while you guys were doing the retro raid, I went to a LAN with the clan I'm in, El Resto, and most of the games we played were Destiny 2, whether it was Gambit or, Scourge of the Past.
Mm-hmm.
And so, I mean, it's still fun to be had, and I mentioned it to you guys earlier, like, it's become, for me, more of a game that, like, I want to play this when there's someone else that has the same objective as me that wants to play it too.
Yeah.
So I'm excited that, they just, released the new exotic quest and that I can go with my friends and go get that weapon. Mm. I don't know that Gambit or the season of Gambit was necessarily a success, because I don't think a lot of people latched on to Gambit in general. But at the same time, I think whatever Bungie can do to make this like a motivator to play with your friends, like it'll be a step in the right direction. So yeah, I hope that's where we see with the next season.
Gambit's really polarizing with people. Either like they really like and enjoy doing it, or they're like, fuck that, I don't want to touch it. And then it may have been like, I don't know, it may have been too late in the development process to be like, oh shit, man, season of the Drifter, rut-row. But
yeah, that's definitely, there just wasn't enough with this drop. It's like, oh, and a new game mode.
Yeah.
Ta-da. Well, I mean, I think most people like Gambit, but I don't think it's something they can sit down for, 3, 4, 5 hours a day and play Gambit nonstop. 4 months.
It's a diversion, but everything in this game is a diversion. I typed it into chat that it feels like nothing has consequence. There's so much shit to do, but none of it matters. If that makes sense. And it's still fun to do it. I play Destiny 2 every single week. I log in to do something. I have no set plan, no set agenda. I just kind of putter around because, I don't know, I want to play some Crucible tonight. And then another night I want to play a couple games Gambit. Like, it's weird. It's not the same agency as in Destiny 1. It doesn't feel that way, which maybe that's a good thing.
Yeah. I guess it was like last week or maybe the week before. I don't know, but I think
Sorry. One more thing before I forget, because I will forget. Shout out to Low Watt Living for running my Titan through all the campaigns. Everything.
Dude. So MVP.
I know. I'd like
both DLCs. He ran it up to the Dreaming City, so I can go get that. And I got One-Eyed Mask. Man, that thing!
Oh, nice.
That thing is so stupid. That thing is so stupid. I'm gonna be playing a lot of Titan for PvP now because that thing is dumb.
Yeah, I think I gotta switch over to my Titan since that's the one that has the thing unlocked to get the fucking Outbreak Prime. But of course, my Titan is at 650, and that last mission 690. I'm like, shit. I'm like, I gotta try and figure out how to finish it on my.
That last mission's no joke, dude.
Yeah,
I tried it solo earlier today, thinking like it would be like some of the other ones that you have to do solo, and I'm like, okay, I can do this. And I finally cleared, you know, the last wave. I'm like, oh, I did it. And I'm like, what the heck? The timer's still ticking. And I'm like, oh crap, there's another wave of enemies, which I didn't beat. Then I YouTubed it. I was a third of the way through.
Yes. Well, that's the thing. They have this new formula with Destiny 2 with all the exotic quests is go do all this stuff, go all this stuff, and then we're going to give you a mission that's stupid hard that really you need to do with three people, and even then it's still going to be hard. And I understand that's where they're trying to like make it, but you know, that's the new content release thing, but I don't feel most of the time the need or drive to grind out for that. I mean, this sounds stupid, but it's almost like there's also too much RNG involved with Destiny 2. Mm. Like, I know there was with Destiny 1, like Jace brought up in the chat, you know, grinding for raid weapons. Like Fatebringer. I know I played that week in, week out, trying to get Fatebringer for a long time. I still
have my Mythic Last.
Yeah.
Yeah, me too.
But
and I didn't get Fatebringer until they redid the raids.
But it seems like now, you know, D2, like the titles or, you know, those were stupid because like every one of them had an RNG element to them that was just like, hey, let me go play this same small thing 500 times to possibly get it to drop, and it still never dropped. And it wasn't like you were grinding for the gun because it was the gun to have. You were grinding for the gun so you could get, you know, a title. Mm. They don't seem to have those, hey, let me grind for this gun. And even if, like, Thorn and Last Word they brought out, the quest people had done the same day. And it's like, I think that's part of what's missing in D2 for me is like, I go on and it's like, I have nothing I really need to get done. I'm not having that. It's probably like Stu says, a good thing I don't have that draw to like be on it all the time and get after something. But at the same point, I also don't really have as much reason to log on and play it as much.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Like I was saying before, like about a week and a half ago, I logged on and I was just like, what am I even doing? Like, why? Like, nobody was on. And I'm like, what am I doing? Like, nobody, I don't need anything. Like, I'm just going to, like, play to play. And then I just kept thinking, like, I want something else. You know, like, I think it's been so long since I played anything single player because I was, you know, had, you know, FOMO, fear of missing out. And now I'm not missing out on anything because people are barely on. And, you know, a lot of the nights that we're on, we kind of miss each other, which was funny. The other night when I got on Stu and I was like, oh, Stu's on. But it was weird because usually when I get on, like you send me a party invite like right away and then we go and do whatever. And like, fuck this guy. What the fuck? Stu's not sending me an invite. And I was like, oh, shit, it's Lowot. So I went and I got sorry, my dog's scratching. I got Assassin's Creed Origins.
That was on sale, wasn't it?
What's that?
Wasn't it on sale or something?
Well, it was like I got it for like $12. It was like used at GameStop. It was like, I don't know, like $17.99 or something like that. And then I had like a $5 coupon. Mm. And so I was like, I don't know. I had wanted to play it for a while. And I have it on PC, but just, I don't know. I'm not good with mouse and keyboard. And
right.
And so I really want, and I have single player games that I've already played. And I was like, well, do I want to play through Last of Us right now again? Do I want to play Bloodborne? Then I thought maybe I'll get Sekiro because that looks really good. And it's by the same people as Bloodborne. And I was like, nah, it's $60. I don't feel like doing that. And it's like fucking $12. You know, I'll try it out. And you know what? I really fucking like it. And it was the kind of game where like I played it. And then the next morning I was like, I can't wait to get back on and play that again tonight. Like, am I going to be able to get on and play it? And it's actually my PlayStation has been hooked up to our 55-inch upstairs, humble brag. And so
65 humble brag.
Yeah, whatever. I know it's not that big. But it's been hooked up to our TV upstairs because we use it for our Blu-ray player. And so I was playing it on the couch. So it's like, I don't have to go down into the basement. I could just sit on my couch and just play the game. And it's really fucking fun. It's really gorgeous game. And, you know, everybody was saying it's not like the other old Assassin's Creed games. And I was just not a fan of Assassin's Creed, although I would buy it every year. And I'd be like, why did I buy this again? I don't like these games. But it's different. I don't know. It just has a different feel to it. And it's really fun. Meef, do you have it?
I do on PC. Okay. And initially my PC couldn't run it, but they patched it so that I can. So I'm really excited that someone's playing music in the background.
They fix it on PC. Boom. Yeah.
But yeah, I played AC4 Black Flag and it was amazing. And so when I got Origins, initially it wasn't very good on PC just because of the optimization. But now that they've patched some stuff, like I can't wait to dive into it.
Yeah, so I have the PC as well. I've never played it. Like I've installed it because I bought it. It came with bought the Yeti.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, cool, I'll do that. And then I haven't sat down to play a PC game in a while. Yeah. I haven't sat down to play in a while.
Yeah. I haven't. Shout out to Naughty Grog. Really he gave it to me for PC. Sorry, Jace. I was just.
That's all right.
But he gave it to me for PC because he had gotten a new microphone and asked me if I wanted it. And I was like, yeah, sure, I'll take it. And I did. I played it for a little bit, but it was just, I don't know, just mouse and keyboard just wasn't for me. And yeah, but now that I have it on my PlayStation, dude, it's fun. I'm going to keep up with it.
Can't you plug in the controller to your PC, though?
I could, yeah. But...
Yes, he can.
That's another fucking step. I don't want to do that.
It's a USB cord.
Listen, USB to PC.
I don't want to do any of that. Xbox 360 controller that I, when I want to do that,
I plug this one. That's it. You can have this one, Justin.
It's called YouTube. How to plug a USB into a PC.
I don't want to do that.
Hey, use the Patreon money to get yourself a USB cable.
No, that's all right.
Get yourself a tutor on how to plug it in.
Jace, what were you saying? I'm sorry.
I was saying I have it on Xbox, and I really enjoy it. I'm halfway through the campaign.
Nice.
Yeah.
Yeah, I haven't been playing that. I've been playing Spider-Man on PlayStation 4 as my single player, like, just... do whatever game that, and I've been playing on the Super Nintendo Classic, you know, a couple of those games because, you know, why not go relive childhood? But I really can't do that anymore.
No spoilers. No spoilers, but the new Spider-Man trailer is really good. No spoilers. Don't say anything.
Yeah,
I'm just saying it's really good because you can't.
Well, yeah. You can't watch that trailer unless without you've watched Endgame.
Yeah, so I actually
why haven't because seen of the trailer.
You saw it too?
No, I haven't seen Endgame.
No,
I won't watch the trailer either.
Okay, yeah. What's funny is that it has Tom Holland at the beginning, like, don't watch this without spoilers. And meanwhile, there's like whole YouTube videos of Tom Holland like almost spoiling all the Avengers movies and Spider-Man. Mm-hmm. Like, yep. He has to travel with Benedict Cumberbatch just to make sure that he doesn't say anything.
Well, he was one of the people that... So for Endgame, that was the thing. They only offered to some members of the crew to be able to read the script in entirety, and they had to go into a room by themselves and they could read it. And apparently, they offered it to some people like Mark Ruffalo, and they didn't give him the real script. They gave him a script, but not the real script.
Yeah, he's another one who spoils it, too. Like
because they've just got a bad history of... Yeah, Tom Holland, they didn't do that. They just literally gave him the pages for his character. That was it. Because he's had a bad habit of, hey, look at this. And it's like, dude, you can't do that. You're they get mad.
Yeah. They made Ruffalo film multiple scenes, like endings. So
I think he filmed like four different endings, so he actually didn't know how to end it.
Oh my god, that's so funny. I have something here, and it's funny. I've been looking through this, and I haven't dug this thing out for a while, and it is my original DTP notebook. That has like
nice.
It starts off at episode Shit. Where is it?
Better be in the 40s. It better be in the 40s.
Yeah, it's like episode 37.
Episode 3? The best Close one?
just waiting for the thunder sound.
Hold on. I actually have here, let's see, recent. Let me go into our Google Drive here. Because I had pulled up our episode 1 show notes.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah. And so it's like, introduction. Welcome to the first episode of Dad Tales from the Tower podcast. On this episode, we'll meet the team, talk about our hopes for Rise of Iron, discuss being a dad gamer and how we make it work with our fatherly, husbandly responsibilities. Talk about our favorite things we remember from childhood bedroom and reveal our favorite gamer tag of the week. And lastly, answer your Twitter questions, which, I don't know, what was there, like, two? I don't know, like...
I think they were both from me.
Yeah, they're probably both from me, exactly. But it's funny, in doing that, and I was on... and then I was on your podcast, Meef, and I remember...
Right.
Well, we had to redo that podcast even because the first one got messed up and then we had to like re-record basically the whole thing. And I remember talking about, you know, we were talking about our childhood bedrooms and stuff like that. And I don't know. It's just
tents or whatever it was.
Yeah. It's so funny. Like in some of these notes, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the show. Boost KDV.
Hey guys. How you doing?
Hey, oh, Boost. Oh,
he's on that Texas time.
Oh. He is. So we had Destiny Talk. It's like we find ourselves in the middle of full Rise of Iron hype. Poster leak, trailer heek, and reveal stream. Not heek, leak. it's funny. I remember being away for work and that and the poster, like somebody had posted the poster on Reddit. And we were all talking about it. So that was like even before this. It's crazy. And it says, Galahorn is back. Thoughts.
It's rock, back.
Rockers and black. PvP tip of the week.
Jesus.
Let's see. Radar away. This was your tip. Radar awareness. Keep track of radar and learn what it means.
You actually wrote down the tips I gave. That's funny.
Yeah. Then we have nostalgia talk, and that was about like our childhood bedrooms, favorite gamer tag of the week, and our it was Manju's hairnet. And then
there were some really good ones, man. Oh yeah, there were some really good ones.
We had some, actually I'm flipping through this notebook and I got to the episode that was Da Big Ding Dong.
Da Big Ding Dong.
It's like episode 45 or something like that. Some of the other ones that we have on here, these are like runners up, was Jehovah's Thickness. Wow. And then Dildo Tea Baggin.
Yep, that was a good one. Do you guys still look at that, like the client tags or the gamer tags?
I still do. I take pictures of them every once in a while, but I always forget them.
The funniest one I've seen recently, the client tag was, "Don't make me get the belt."
Don't make me get the belt. What the fuck? Oh my gosh.
I think I had a message, but you didn't respond. I was like, dude.
Our outro is, well, that's going to be it for us this week, Guardians. Thanks so much for hanging out with us this week. We hope you like the show, and just know that we're super exciting to finally be doing this. We're when you are.
We're when you are.
If you like what we're doing, please subscribe on iTunes and follow our Twitter account. Oh my gosh, that's so funny.
That's crazy.
And it's just funny, like digging through some of these and like the old that's what he says. Although I don't have the actual that's what he said on here. I just have our answers. And then like who's winning, like scores.
Who is still in the lead?
I don't know. It's probably Brad. No.
Was I'm 2-0.
Yeah, he was doing pretty good.
Not me. That's the real answer. Because I think I have like the lowest score ever.
No, I sucked. Now that we're all here, let me get into let's do a bit dead topic real quick. let me see if I could find. Let me just scroll back here. Sorry.
55 minutes in, we're getting to a bit dead. Oh,
shoot.
It's actually an hour.
Now the show begins.
All right. So. He says here, he says, this week, this is lots of weeks ago by now. This week I've been on holiday, and on the third day, I think my wife and daughters all slept on the wrong side of the bed. They're at each other's throats almost straight away, and I was getting it because I wasn't sorting it out. In the end, I said, I'm going for a walk, and I hope this is sorted out before I get back. I had a nice 90 minutes piece listening to podcasts. How do you guys deal with this? Or how would you guys deal with this? So how would you deal with people not getting along and being like extremely grumpy?
Poorly.
Right now, yes. Yeah, probably. I would probably get just as mad and yell at everybody too.
Yeah. Sounds about right.
Yeah. But I think he handled it the right way. You know, I mean, what I try and do now is my kids hate it because I think I kind of talk them to death. But I try and sit them down and at least like kind of point out like, this is what you're doing and this is why it's affecting your brother. Or this is what you're doing and this is why it's affecting your sister. And try to teach them to look at it from somebody else's point of view, because I think that they can be pretty self-centered and only think about themselves and not how it affects somebody else. Because I feel like, and which is odd for me because, I mean, I'm the kind of person that I spend a good amount of time thinking about how my decisions are going to impact other people, you know, like decisions at work or decisions at home or whatever, you know. And so it's odd to me that they don't think that way. And I can't remember, maybe I thought that way too when I was their age. And I just didn't have anybody around to argue with because it was only me. You know, and I didn't talk back to my dad. I don't know. What do you guys think?
I've got a little different approach. Like, I don't remember where I heard it from, but
I just straight up beat everybody.
I just get the felt and go to town.
That's a whooping and it works
in some cases, but no, like, I heard a concept of gamifying things that you don't want to necessarily do. And so with my family, I've tried to, quote unquote, gamify being a servant. So like, who can pick up the most trash that's all over the floor, or who can pick up
role play being a slave?
My kids will be like, pick that shit up when you're on your own.
And listen to the, you know, if job's no fun, turn it into a game. And he's just like, I don't know where I've heard this. It's just a Disney movie that's been out since before I was born. But
and that's a good idea. And, you know, Meef's kids are also, I mean, they're younger too. Like, if I told that to my daughter, she'd be like, you know what? Go fuck yourself. She'd be like, you fucking pick it up, asshole.
Yeah, I've got young kids, so they'll race around the house and see who can win and be the best. And it,
you please know, don't make me edit stuff out, guys.
That's why I put it.
Oh, that's funny.
Oh, a key.
My kids don't fall for that shit. I wish they did. They'll either my one son be like, I'm tired, I can't do it, so then I get sucked. But for me, it's usually I won't yell at my wife, but my kids, I'll yell at them, and sometimes like I have to really go crazy sometimes for them if they're like being, because I got three boys, so they'll just beat the shit out of each other.
Oh yeah, yeah.
So you know, pulling them apart is useless. So like sometimes I have to like pretend I'm a completely insane person to get them to stop fighting. But
yeah. I know exactly what you're talking about.
Pretend like I'm a completely, you know, nuts that, you know, maybe throw something against the wall that they love. Something like that to try to get them to stop. But
like to bring
usually
your fucking toys in front of them.
I take my daughter's phone and I bend it just so like just right before it's getting ready to break. And then she
shuts. Oh yeah, the new Samsung makes sense.
No. But I generally have to separate my wife and my kids. Like those are the two. When she's ready to kill them, I usually like, all right, I'm going to take them to a park and I'll in. Like. Yeah, that's usually the where I have to actually do something constructive.
So, especially if it's a conversation about
them picking up their toys or anything like that, and it's an argument, I just grab a garbage bag and I walk in the room. I'm like, all right, I'll give you 5 minutes. If you don't clean it up, I'm putting in a garbage bag and it's going in the garbage. And if they don't do it, I put stuff in the garbage bag and they start crying, and I bring in a garbage bag, you know, like out in the garage, and they get all freaked out, and then they calm down.
Yeah. If my wife is yelling at the kids and, you know, they're not listening, I take them into another room or downstairs in the basement, and I just sit them down and say, Daddy would never yell at you like that because I love you so much. Oh, she's so bad.
I'm gonna buy you ice cream. Yeah.
No. God, let's get out of here.
Don't listen to her. She's just crazy. Yeah.
You know I love you more, right?
If anything ever happens, you know this, right?
I can live without her. I can't live without you.
Who would you want to live with? Mommy? Okay, cool. Cool. I thought you were going to say me.
Fake advice, everyone. Okay.
Oh, boy.
Jesus.
All right. Let's see here. Do you guys want to do... Oh, shit. I don't have everybody's... I don't have Boost. That's what he said.
I sent you it.
Oh, you did? Let me see.
He's busy watching the Stars lose, unfortunately. Yeah.
Okay. All right. Then I'm going to keep yours up. You know what I mean. Actually, while I get some stuff ready... Jay, do you want to do yours?
Yeah.
All right. So we're going to do a segment that we used to do called That's What He Said. And so basically the gist of it is somebody creates a phrase and then sends it out to everybody else, and then we all answer it just to that person. So Jay's the only one that knows what we all answered, and he'll also throw in an answer as well to kind of throw us off. So then he'll read them off, and we have to go around and guess who said what. And and then that's what he said. So Jay has one, and then I have one from Bit Dead that he did, but I'm gonna write down Boost real quick while you're doing yours, Jay. So go ahead.
There we go. Cool. All right. So for my That's What He Said, the question was, let me find it.
Consummate professional.
Well, while he finds it, Stu, you want to do your bit?
Yeah. Stu, you want to go? No, I had to pull it up on my phone. All right. So, my favorite moment that I had with these dudes was blank. Okay.
So, are you gonna read? You want to read them all first, and then we'll go back and answer. That way, we get to hear them all first. Or are we going to do them one at a time? I forget how
we've
the fuck we
never
do this.
Done it that way. But all right, no.
You do it.
We just read them one at a time.
You remember better than I do. You do it. You remember better than I do.
All right. So the first one is my favorite moment that I've had with these dudes was discovering the Kix dance, aka. Awkward Elaine from Seinfeld dance, the emote that made other people's legs move, and laughing in Oryx's chamber for a good 15 minutes. So your choices are Meef, Justin, Barbecue Stew, Boost, Rocker, Jace, and Brad, because Razor's not here.
Jesus.
It's a lot of people.
I'm going to go with Rocker on that one.
By the way, we did do that in the raid just to see if it still worked, and it did.
Is it King's Fall? Orcs, right?
I think that was King's Fall, yeah.
Yep.
I don't know if that's Stu or not. It's not Brad because it doesn't have anything to do with balls.
No teabagging.
Yeah, I'm gonna go Rocker too. I'm gonna go Rocker too on that one.
Yeah, I think that's the safe play. That's the money play. It's Rocker.
Okay.
I'm going to go Justin on that one.
Yeah, I'm going to go Justin too.
Okay.
Now, do you have one, Meef, too?
Yeah, you would go Justin because you can't pick yourself.
Yeah, actually, I have an answer to the question, but obviously I'm not voting. Can't
pick. Yeah. Right. Okay. I'll pick you. I'll pick me.
Okay.
Who else has to go? I don't even know how many people are here anymore.
I think Ben's got to go yet.
No, he said me.
I was the first one. I said Rocker.
Justin Brooks, Stu, myself, and Brad all went.
That's fine. I got you.
Okay. I said Stu. All
right, so the next one is starting. Well, let me read it again. My favorite moment that I had with these dudes was starting teabagging wars with people that were way better than us.
Yeah, Brad.
Brad. 100%. 100% Brad.
And we get to double pick
me?
Too, right?
Yeah,
one double.
We get one double.
One double. Okay.
Brad.
So
he got one right.
Has anyone not said Brad?
No.
I play to win, baby. I play to win.
Okay.
It's all mind games, man. You teabag them and you get them at their game.
Hey, it works. Trials.
All right, let me make it a little more vague. that one's a little obvious. Yeah. All right, so the next one was my favorite moment that I had with these dudes was too many to count. I loved every week of this nonsense.
That's Stu. He's the only person I know that would use the phrase nonsense.
I'll go on the barbecue.
That's a good point. Nonsense. That's a great word of Stu's. But.
And I can't see his face right now because his circle's too small.
Ooh.
That's what she said.
I'll go with Stu as well.
Hey, remember when we played this and we had 6,000 people watching us and it went like fucking molasses? They're like, hurry it up.
Was that the time that Lupo came on and I had to like nope out of the podcast
super
quick like, to hand off to Superstar Lupo?
Mm-hmm. I was right. That was when he was just Star Lupo. That was like right before he went Supernova.
No, by the way, Mief, I'm sorry. You got to cut this short. We got somebody coming. No.
Okay. Well, it was great being on with you guys again. Best of luck in your future endeavors.
I'll go with Chase.
I'm gonna go with Stu.
I think I'll go with Stu.
Yeah,
Stu sounds good.
He tried hiding from the camera, so
I'm not hiding from the camera. It's right here. fuck me.
Yeah, let's all just pick each other.
It's going well.
Pick ourselves.
Okay, I'm trying to do this. Boost, who'd you say?
Jace, but obviously it's Stu, but Jace.
And Rocker, who'd you say?
I said Stu.
I fucking hate it when it's like, oh yeah, that's him. That's him for sure. And I'm like, oh,
no,
fuck.
That's definitely him.
Oh my god.
This is the best I've ever done at this game.
Okay. The next one is best time I've had with these dudes is spending hours helping people through Skolas.
Baroque.
Baroque.
We get it. You did Skolas a lot.
Jeez.
I'm going to say Skolas.
I'm going to go Jace on that. No,
I'm going to go with Baroque.
They said Baroque. Brad, who'd you say?
Baroque.
Okay. Rocker, who'd you say?
Baroque.
Barficu.
Who'd you say?
Barficu.
Hell are reactions.
I'm sorry, Boost, what?
Baroque Reaper.
Stu, who'd you say?
I think it's a clean sweep here. Baroque Reaper.
who did Baroque pick?
He's covering Jace. He's covering his face.
Yeah, Baroque picked Jace. Baroque's the only guy that picked Jace. Oh, jeez.
That's too funny.
All right. Next one is best time is anytime we ran Crucible or a raid as a fully stacked team, always the best.
Jace.
Or well, the Rocker.
Racer.
Oh, Racer's, is Racer in here?
Racer's not in on this.
Okay. Yeah, Racer like,
Jesus, what? Did I miss another one? We'll go, shoot. Raid. Yeah, I'll say Jace.
I'll say Boost.
I'll go double pick and pick Jace.
I'm thinking it's Jace as well.
Sure, I'll go Jace.
He's covering his face. I'm holding out for another one with balls in it for Kev.
One time we got stuck saying penis for 4 hours.
Stu, did you answer? I missed it.
Yeah, Jace.
Okay.
Man, that would cover that answer covers a lot. Pretty much all the good times.
Yeah, and I tried to say like, don't be too vague or too specific or super obvious, because you know this is more about nostalgia than anything. So,
mm-hmm. Like Burrow getting punched into orbit.
That was awesome.
Bull crap.
That was hilarious.
Oh, freaking Iron Man.
Where'd Brock go?
Bull crap! He punched me.
Nice finger.
I disappeared.
And Barbecue, who'd you say, sorry?
Bull crap! Me.
Bull crap!
Which one was this?
We're the best in the business here, so you don't have anything to worry about there.
Every time we ran Crucible or Raid, a fully stacked team always.
Oh, I said Jace on that one.
Gotcha. All right. The next one, let's see, we got three more. All right. This is a good one. Best time with the fam, crying of laughter and mute wiping.
I'm going to say Jay.
Yeah, I'm going to say Yumi.
Mute wipe. Damn it, that's a Stu one almost perfectly, but
no, that's a Meef.
I believe it is Meef. We'll just
I'll go Meef too.
Yeah. I'll say Justin.
Meef J.
Is that everyone?
Yeah. Jace, what did you say?
I said you.
All right. Barbecue Wood, you said Meef?
Yes, I said Meef. The Meef J.
And Rocker, what'd you say?
I said Meef as well.
Alright. Okay. The next one is nothing specific, but when something would happen that made us laugh till we cried, we'd move on, but would think about it and start laughing all over again without even saying what it was.
Justin.
I'll vote Justin too.
I'm running out of people.
My squeaky chair here.
Does anyone want to not vote Justin?
Oh, that could be.
That would make it easier. Huh?
Hold on 1 second, guys. Crap.
I spelled burnt toast.
Yeah, I'll vote Justin as well. Okay. Sure.
That one's Stu. That's Stu.
I'll double pick me.
Justin, did you vote? I think I got everybody else.
Yeah, I picked myself on that one.
Oh, wow.
I play to win too, baby.
It's all gonna come down to like the first one, I think.
All right, two more.
Oh, Jesus.
This one is breaking into Crucible Radio Studios and farting in Bone's chair.
I'm saying Boost.
I don't even know who else I have left to pick.
How's it? There's more on. I feel like I guessed one of everybody.
I'm gonna go
Boost. There are eight on people.
One. Remember, I had an answer. I just can't vote.
All right, I'll go Boost on that one, too.
I'll go Rocker.
I mean, I have to go boost. I don't think there's anyone else left.
Yeah, me too. I think I'm done. No, I got Rocker still. I'm gonna boost. Boost.
Oh, I have a double pick. That's right. I haven't picked my double.
Yep.
Brad, did you say one?
Yeah, I went Rocker.
Okay. That counts out to 8 for me, and that's
Barbecue. Barbecue, did you say one?
I said boost.
Thank you. Boost, did you say one?
I'll say boost.
Oh. You know why you guys have a double?
Oh.
It's because you guys picked yourselves. That's why you guys have an extra pick, you dicks. I'm like, how the hell have you guys not picked everybody?
I gotta be honest, I don't even know who I've picked and who I haven't.
Yeah, and
then, yeah, me either.
Give her a little smooch.
All right, and the very final last one.
How is there one more? I got 8 right here. I've been keeping track.
Because you didn't pick yourself, that's why.
Hang on. There is 8.
All right, close up.
There's only one more.
All right, go ahead.
I pick myself. Right.
Oh, my God. We still have another one of these to do. Jesus.
All right, so favorite moment with the dudes is discovering the kicks dance.
That was the first one we
did. Yeah, we did that one already.
Oh, we did that one.
Yeah.
Okay, so we are done.
Yeah, we're done.
Yeah. Yeah. Hey, Matt, welcome to episode 3. Answers, and there was
3
answers given, and Meep's trying to tell me there's 9. He just thought that one was the best.
Okay, so who won?
My bad.
So who won?
Let's go tally it up.
I'm trying. Good grief. I don't care about your dead air. So.
We don't either.
It's got 3 episodes left, man. Just got to get through it.
The winner.
Just got to make content for 3 more weeks.
Is Barbecue with 5.
Bullshit.
Justin, you had 4.
I finally won it when the points don't matter.
It never did.
I know.
And everyone, Boost, you had 4, and everybody else had less than 4.
What?
So, the answers, in no order. Best moment, Jace spending hours helping people get through Skolas.
Wow.
The only person that got that was Barbecue, because everyone else guessed Barbecue.
Off on a technicality.
I think, yeah, that's why I won, honestly. Brad said teabagging wars with people that were way better than us.
What?
And
really?
Literally everybody got that one. Rockers was crying of laughter and mute wiping, which no one got, because most of y'all guessed me on that one.
Yeah. Once
I win.
Boost was breaking into Crucible Radio and farting into Bone's chair, which everyone got. Stu's was too many to count. I loved every week of this nonsense, which Justin, Barbecue, Rocker, and Brad got.
I got that too. Thank you.
Okay. Well, you're 4 instead of 3. You still lose. And then anytime we ran a Crucible or Raiders of Fully Stacked team, always the best. That was Barbecue, and nobody guessed that. So, y'all are trash. Mine was discovering the kicks dance, the Elaine from Seinfeld, and only Boost got that one, because most of y'all thought that was Justin.
Sweet.
Mm-hmm.
Rightfully so, because me and Justin were freaking falling out of our chairs that night.
Oh my God, it's so funny.
And then Justin's was nothing specific, but when something would happen that would make us laugh till we cry, we'd move on, but we'd think about it later and laugh all over even without saying what it was, which everyone except Rocker got, so. GG's.
Oh, God, Rocker, you don't even know me.
Congratulations, Barbecue. You definitely deserved that win.
Good job. Yes, you did. Good job, Barbecue. All right.
Don't worry. That's the only time I'll ever win that game.
All right. So this one is Bit Dead's. I just got to find it. All right. So says, while my other half is this is from our significant other's point of view. While my other half is recording that D-Gens podcast thing, I like to blank. All right. First
masturbate.
One.
No. We already get it.
Hey, you don't. No spoilers.
Not what you do. No spoilers. Oh. What your wife does.
Oh, yeah. Sorry.
The first
masturbate.
One.
That's sniff, why your video's not on.
Sniff his underwear.
What? Boost. Boost. 100% boost.
I'm going to say boost.
And everybody that's on this call is on the board, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
I think that that's actually Lissom.
Yeah, I'll go with Brad also.
All right. Is that everybody?
I'll go with Stu. I think I'm also going to go with Brad on that one.
I'm going to go Rocker on that one.
Okay. All right.
That's not how any of this works.
So, all right.
Nobody knows. It's okay.
Second one. While he's recording that D-Gens podcast, I like to watch all the Hallmark movies.
I'm going to go with Barbecue on that one.
I'm going to go Jace.
I'm going to go Jace.
I'm going to say Meef.
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 Okay.
I'll say Jace.
All right. Sorry.
Concentration. It's not that easy, is it, Justin?
No, it isn't, because I forgot there was a bunch of stuff that I used to do to keep track of who fucking was saying what, and I was like, oh, shit, I'm, like, frantically writing and listening to answers.
It sucks.
Shit.
It sucks.
Oh, no wonder I don't do this shit anymore. All right. Third one. Watching reality TV and yelling at her mom to get upstairs to watch with her.
Oh, damn, that could be Jace, like, real easily. It had the word yelling in it.
Yelling at her mom to get up there with her?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think I'm going with Jace on that one.
I'm so confused by that.
Jace.
Yeah, I mean, it's a regular occurrence in the Jace house.
Yeah. I'm going to go Meef. I know they watch reality TV a lot.
I'm going to go Meef.
I'm going to go Meef.
Jeez. Right. I'm going to double up on Jace.
All right. Our fourth one is crushing them candies, bitches.
Oh, whose wife plays Candy Crush? Shit.
That would be Justin.
Yeah, I'm going to go Justin on that too.
Yeah, that sounds good, Justin.
I'm going to go Brad.
Justin.
I'll say Justin.
That seems like a Mr. Justin as well.
All right. Fuck, I really fucked up how I kept track of all this shit.
Yeah, good luck. It's not that easy.
Hold on, guys. Give me one second.
Hey, guys, let's break into the studio. I think I have the key still.
Sorry, I have something stuck in my mouth.
Fuck, I'm not keeping track. All right.
Should we do a bit real quick?
Sleeps, sleeps, and sleeps.
Stew. Stew.
Stew.
Broke.
I'll go barbecue as well.
Is that it? All right. Watches Real Housewives of Who Gives a Fuck.
Oh, damn. That's...
That's definitely not me because he doesn't curse.
That's definitely Brad.
I think that's boost. I think that's boost.
Yeah, I'm gonna go boost.
I'm gonna double up on Justin.
I'm gonna go boost.
All right. Oh, sorry, my eye. It's just so bad. It's just like I have an orgasm every time I touch my eye. I'm like, ugh.
All right.
Ooh, a vagi. I like to rub one out with my dildankle.
Fuck.
I'm going boost on that one.
Damn it, too. That is a boost.
A dildankle.
It's like a vajankle, but it has a big dick sticking out of the top of it instead of a vagina.
The dankle.
The big dildankle.
I'm gonna go stew on that one.
Hey, it's the Danko!
I'll say Justin.
I don't know. I don't know what's happening right now.
I'm going to say Rocker.
We hit that at 1 o'clock wall.
Oh, yeah. For real.
I'm going to say it's Rocker.
All right. And last but not least, I like to watch... I'm sorry. I guess I should talk on the mic. I like to watch every shitty show on TV so I don't have to listen to my husband bitch.
Baroque.
Oh, yeah, I'll go Baroque. It's the only one I have left anyway, I think.
All I have left is Meef, so I'm going to go with Meef.
I've got to go with...
Maybe with Baroque.
I got to go with Rad.
I'm not sure who I picked already. At all.
It don't matter. Somebody.
I'll pick Baroque. There you go.
Cool. That it?
All right. Is that it? So. All right. We have a tie between Boost and Meef. Both.
Dang
with,
right.
Both with 3.
Nice.
Yeah,
I think because I kind of lost track.
No one cares at this point.
All right. So,
went off the rails
while my
a while
husband's
ago.
Recording that, or while my other half is recording that D-Gens podcast, I'll sniff his underwear is Rocker. Mm-hmm. Watch all the Hallmark movies is Barbecue. Watching reality TV and yelling at her, my mom to get upstairs to watch with me is Jace. Crushing them candies, bitches, was me. Sleeps was Brad. Now, this one kind of screwed you up because they told me I could fill in the blanks on this one. And watches the Real Housewives of Who Gives a Fuck was me.
Wow. Okay.
He just had like a bunch of symbols and told me
I had symbols. Yeah. Okay.
Oh, okay.
He was like, you could make that a real curse word if you want. I was like, I was planning on it. You didn't really have to tell me that. I like to rub one out with my dildankle was Stu. And then I like to watch every shitty show on TV so I don't have to listen to my husband bitch was Boost. There you have it.
Wow.
So I actually, while we were doing this, I took the time to do a little mock-up of what a dildankle would look like.
Oh boy! Okay.
So let me just upload this.
Is this an MS Paint original?
This is just a mock-up. This is like a really rudimentary sketch. This is just kind of some insight into my creative process, if you will. That's kind of what I'm thinking here with the dildankle.
I like that the balls are on top of the foot. I thought they would face the other way.
Like I said, this is just a prototype. This is just an idea. You know, I'm going to bring it to R&D. We're going to put together some you know, so, some of the best really minds.
If anybody really like has that, a 3D,
you can place the foot on the ground and then go up and down on it.
Well, that's the thinking, right? I mean, it's
if anybody has a 3D printer,
yeah, I like that.
Reach out to us and bring it something. If you have a that uses silicone, gentlemen.
Still silicone or metal, it doesn't matter.
Oh yeah, or glass maybe.
Glass.
Or
I was thinking it's glass. You glass. Know, that's kind of you know.
Glass. Okay.
All right, guys. Glass. It's time for a little segment I like to call Guardian's Choice. Okay, so I will give you guys two choices. As always, there is a third secret choice. I will open the floor for questions, and I will close the floor for questions. Anytime I see fit. Here are your choices. Number one, would you rather have the ability to burn double the amount of calories during an exercise, but once a month with only 10-minute warning, you'll have explosive diarrhea? Two, you'll live the rest of your days with good health, but you'll permanently have sweaty hands and feet. And this is from BitDev.
I'm going to take the once a month diarrhea.
All right, we're not getting any questions here, people.
Yeah, because I mean that's like 9 more minutes than I normally get of a
one. Well, so. I was going to say that. Yeah, it's like pretty good, you know.
Yeah.
Set up camp, you know.
That's an upgrade, right?
I'm curious. How do you get the warning? It's just the voice pop up and this is your
diarrhea. Your Siri comes on like, warning, you're about to have explosive diarrhea.
In 10 minutes.
In 10 minutes.
5 minutes. 5 minutes to go.
I've already got the sweaty
so wait, I have a question. So good health, do you mean like you're in good shape? Or do you just mean like you're not gonna die, or you're not gonna be overweight? Like, what does that mean? Can you specify?
It says you'll have the ability to burn double the amount of calories during any exercise. You'll live the rest of your days with good health.
But what is good health?
It just means like you'll live to old age.
Yeah, but being old with sweaty palms. I don't want to be old with sweaty palms.
I'm gonna go with mystery number three.
Oh,
see, the good health thing is very tempting to me with the way my life is going right now.
Once a month diarrhea, I can handle that.
How long does it last?
Yeah, that's a good question. Good question.
28 days.
It happens once a month, and then you're on the can
for the whole month. Half.
For the entire month of February, you poop.
Yeah, like once a month. Geez, I'll be lucky if I have diarrhea once a week.
We will be that meme of Rob Lowe.
The next
just
month.
Stop pooping.
Since Jace is taking the third option that we'll all get to hear, I'm going to take the easy road and do the double calories because that would be the easiest way to maintain fitness.
But won't you lose those calories when you shit for 28 days straight?
Burn okay. Twice the calories.
Yeah,
it's not, and you're like pooping
more calories.
It's not. So it's you're not just straight.
Like
it's
like it's the wrong number.
It's from 9:30 to 11:45 a.m.
So okay.
Yeah.
Oh, so an hour and 2 hours and 15 minutes.
Yeah, but it's like right during in the middle of the workday.
Your brains out.
Right when they usually schedule meetings.
I'll
schedule
take a conference call with a poop.
Conference call with a stall.
Can I bring
our numbers
my phone?
This week?
Am I allowed to bring my phone when I go to diarrhea? Can I have my phone with me when I diarrhea?
Yeah.
Okay. So,
I make the fucking rules here.
Or like it's happens so quick I forget
my phone. You can have your phone leave.
Okay, then right.
But if you bring your phone, it slips into the toilet.
You know?
Who doesn't take their phone to the toilet when they poop? Like,
but when
that's not a thing that happens.
When you take your phone, you always get a little poop on the screen. Just like a schmear.
I'm okay with that.
I'll clean it.
I'm going to go option three.
These are acceptable consequences.
Rucker's
but when you clean it, you smear it all over the place.
Yeah. See, and then you don't realize it. You put it back in your pocket, and it smears right on the front of your pocket area.
And it stinks like crazy. Even if you wipe it all off.
Welcome to reality podcast listeners.
What are we talking
about? Fecal coliforms are no laughing matter.
You have poop in your pocket, okay? Deal with it.
Oh, boy.
All right. Is that everybody? Are we good?
I think so.
Baroque, your secret third one here is
that was Jason.
Oh, sorry. Rocker
wow,
and Jason.
Dude, I didn't take sorry, Baroque, once you get in my life.
You don't get a chance. You don't get
it's
a
usually
choice.
Baroque that picks it.
I know. I just threw him completely off.
Sorry, you guys pick another one. This one's just for Baroque. Your secret third answer is your current salary will be doubled, but the hair on your body will grow at 1 centimeter a month.
That's already there. I can see that. Hair is going to grow up here. Damn, dude. Yeah. I'm all set.
Get some hair on top.
Man. I'm already hairy on the.
Do you guys want to hear? Do you want to hear some of the Guardian's choice that I have in the notebook here?
Oh yes,
sure.
I'm going to take a little walk down memory lane. All right, hold on. Let me go through. Sorry if I may.
How many of them involve French onion soup?
Guardian's choice. All right, hold on. Let's see here. Would you rather cry spaghetti or have all your pants be one size too small and your socks be one size too big?
Cry spaghetti.
I feel like we did that for me.
These are all ones we did.
Oh,
they are? Okay.
These are all ones we did.
Cry spaghetti would be so fucking awesome.
Oh, my God.
That would be so awesome.
I'm hungry.
I read this, and I'm like, what psycho made these up? And I think, like, oh.
I'm really hungry. I'm going to go watch Old Yeller.
Oh, my God. I can never watch A Dog's Purpose again.
You could if you were hungry.
Yeah.
Spaghetti dinner for everybody.
Would you rather have an arm that touches you inappropriately and draws dicks on stuff? Or a leg with a stinky foot, and whenever you meet someone, it tries to kick them in the crotch? This is the J. Howard one. Would you rather make love to a real life Alf or an Alf puppet while the puppeteer is still controlling it?
That one we did.
Yeah,
that one we did.
All of these.
We've done all these.
Oh.
These are all. This is in my notebook.
These are would you rather, not Guardian's choice.
No, these are Guardian's choice. Well, they're would you rather scenarios.
J. Howard one.
Rocker. It's the same thing. I hate to break it to you on episode 147.
The magic is broken.
No.
Would you rather be a lead singer of Weezer, but every... Hold on. Who did I have on there? I think I had Metallica at first, but I changed it to Weezer. Would you rather be the lead singer of Weezer, but every time you find... but every time you find gum under a table, you have to eat it. Or... you're the star of the Destiny movie, and you can't sleep without listening to Hathaway's What is Love for the first 20 minutes. Some of these I'm missing. Guardian's Choice. I'm just going to go through these. There's a lot of, like, that's what he said. I don't know who this was. It says, I'm just going to read it. Then fuck it. And move on to the next thing. That was somebody's answer for something. Guardian's Choice. Would you rather be a hand model, but you have 13 toes, or be a foot model, but you have to walk around with peanut butter in your ass cheeks? Would you rather be able to play guitar like John Mayer? But on
fire is one lamp.
But on one or more of your okay. Would you rather
body is one land?
What's happening?
One or more of your parents makes love, you have to be able to summon Tom Hardy 6 times in your life to help you with stuff. I think that's just my writing. Gamer tag of the week was Majestic Lasagna that week. Let's see. Oh, these are my notes from the Destiny Reveal trail. The Big Ding Dong.
Hey.
And then I at the bottom of a lot of these pages, it says, sorry, Deej, from when I was doing the, sorry, Deej, we missed you this week. Can't have you on. Would you rather be able to hold your breath for an hour anytime you want, but your butthole is in your neck? or you get to live in Pee-wee's Playhouse, but you're immortal and you can never leave. I know. I remember specifically Baroque picking living in Pee-wee's Playhouse for some reason.
Because I'm immortal.
You always want to smell your butthole. I mean,
this is the Hip Break Kid. I think we had Farian on this one. Let's see. Would you rather be a woman? Would you rather women over 80 find you extremely sexy and attractive, or your significant other writes reviews of your sexual exploits and posts them on social media? Gamertag, what the fuck is a gigawatt? I think
that guy's still on my friends list.
Yeah, didn't you meet up with him, like in the tower or something like that?
Yeah, I don't know. I don't remember.
He knew the podcast, right?
Maybe. I don't remember.
This is like when you move out of your house and you're going through all the stuff in your attic and you're like, what the crap is this?
What is this? Why do we even have this?
Why did I keep it? I mean, it must have meant something. Like, what did
should
it mean?
I take this with me or should I throw it in the garbage can?
Here's a gamer
probably throw it away.
Gamer tag is Bacon Fortress. Here's Tinkle Drinker 72.
What you're getting at is you're doing a giveaway for your notebook.
I thought about it. I honestly did think about it. I don't know. I'll have to. Let's see. Guardian's Choice. Would you rather uncontrollably drool French onion soup or have to lick the doorknob every time you enter a room? Oh, my gosh. So I think this is episode 58. This may be the first time we ever had Samantha on. I don't know. Anyway, there's a lot of fucking funny shit in there. It was those were good times. Those were good times.
Wait, you got the Patreon. We'll keep the feed alive. Go listen to all those hilarious episodes.
Patreon's going away. I did get stickers in last week, and so members of the Distinguished League of Distinguished Gentlemen, you guys can expect these hotness new DTP's Last Ride stickers. I guess I'll throw this out there. If you go on to represent.com/distinguished-dads, that's our store, and you could go in and find all the t-shirts there. If you go to dadtalespodcast.com, you can find the link to the Discord. That will take, actually, Discord isn't going away. Like, that whole part, like, and I want to implore this to people, like, just because the podcast is going away doesn't mean that the Discord is going away or the clan is going away. Like, that group, like, we're still going to have all that. It's just this part of the piece isn't going to be there anymore. But you can still get in the Discord and find links to the... And we got all of our classic DTP shirts and stuff in that store and everything. So, yeah.
I think that's an important thing, man, because this whole thing didn't start as a podcast. It started as us trying to start something because the group we were part of, we didn't really feel like we were part of it, and we wanted to start something that was a little bit closer, like you got to know people and play together, because the other group it felt like more corporate, I guess you could say. And then and that's how this whole the whole thing came about. So I don't think that'll ever go away, because that's kind of why this whole thing started,
Don't forget to use that Amazon affiliate link.
Oh boy.
The gamer subs.
Yeah. Oh yeah. I mean, that's,
oh, you know what? It's crazy. Hey, speaking of gamer subs, I've got these things have been piling up. I mean, R&D is still sending them to me. I'm like, look, we haven't talked about gamer subs in like a year and a half. Why are you still sending me these?
You too,
and,
huh?
Yeah, it's like the craziest thing. And so I tried one the other day. I mean, actually, it was really good. It was fish food flake dill pickle.
Mm.
Yeah. Oh my gosh.
Interesting.
Yeah, I mean, it was a little dry at first, and then it gets like a little tangy. I could picture like mixing it with vodka. You know what I mean?
Yeah, like it was weird because I thought that y'all had cut ties with them, but
yeah, you would think that.
Since I had been on like a couple of episodes, they sent me like a sample pack, and one of the flavors was Giant's Taint.
Ooh.
And like I think they were in the Discord and like saw some reference to a Giant's Taint.
Yeah.
And I haven't tried it yet. I'm a little scared, but
Tormund Giant's Taint?
But we'll see. See what happens.
Okay. I got a really weird one that they sent me. I'm not really sure what it's gonna taste like. Hold I'm on, kind of afraid.
On. 1 second.
Sorry, Rock, okay, yeah.
Rock, are you still here?
Yes.
Hey. I just want to say, I know you just said you had to go, and yeah. I don't want you to just skip out without not saying anything, but, thanks so much for coming on tonight. And, I don't know. It's just awesome having all you guys back tonight. And it's just, you know, this whole experience has been really super special, and, you know, it's probably the last time that you're ever on. So just want to say thank you. And, I'm sorry you have to leave, but,
No, I appreciate you guys having me on, having everybody back on. It's been definitely fun, kind of like on Saturdays. This was Saturday's raid. Just, you know, I think that's why we loved D1 so much, just the memories we had. And it's not so much, for me, I don't think it's so much the game. It's kind of like why I love the N64 and it's my favorite console. It's more the memories that I have, like playing with friends and that kind of stuff. Yeah. So this whole, I mean, like Brad said, this whole thing started off just us having a lot of fun, and we figured, eh, maybe some people want to hear it. And, yeah, it's been fun to kind of reconnect that and just laugh about nothing. So, yeah, appreciate you guys having me on.
Two Void and an Arc at fucking Void.
Oh, boy. good times.
Right,
good times. Sorry, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to interrupt you. So, Stu, I just want to make sure that we said goodbye to Rocker. All right. See you just, Rocker dude. Later. Sorry. Carry on.
I mean, you cut me off at the knees. I was going with Honey Glazed He-Man.
I'm sorry.
I don't even know what I was going with now. Honey Glazed He-Man.
Oh, man.
Yeah. I had some other ones here written down, too, from a while ago. Just straight up barbecue sauce. I don't know what that even...
Honey Glazed He-Man.
Yeah, Honey Glazed He-Man.
Yeah, why not?
It's kind of tangy. A little bit of bite.
But you think that's after like the real guy, like it's like He-Man's sweat.
Yeah.
It's like
branded. It's you know like the He-Man from the meme where he's kind of like laughing like that one.
Oh,
yeah, he's on the label.
Okay.
It's honey glazed He-Man.
Yeah.
It's interesting. Yeah, it's actually expired, so I don't know if I should drink it. Oh. But I might.
I think that's. I just probably a would avoid that.
Yeah. Because they sent me one. It's called Spackle, and I mixed it up, and I was about to drink it, but then I read the fine print, and it's like, it's legit Spackle. Like, you're supposed to use it to, like, fix cracks in your windows.
Nice.
I got a couple cracks you can fix.
Yeah.
Fix cracks in your windows with
Spackle? I need to email GamerSups and be like, hey.
Jay doesn't do a lot of work around the house.
Obviously.
Well, you can't see out of his window. It's like the window broke. He's gonna put some spackle over it.
Put some spackle on it.
Yeah, I mean, I almost drank it, but luckily I saw the fine print just in time. And you know,
hey, what are you doing today? I'm gonna go spackle the windows, honey.
Hey, as far as spackle goes, I mean, it does all right. So you may want to give it a try. Just not, don't drink it.
Oh. Can I mention something now that I have both my Tim Bros on here? I'm a little upset, guys, because I don't like to use deodorant that isn't a original solid. I don't like to use the ones that's like a gel. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, gosh.
And Timber, I like, because the Timber that we use is Timber with mint at the very bottom in the small letters. Timber with mint. I can't find it anywhere. And now, it's Timber with sandalwood.
Mm.
And you know what? It's not the same.
It's not as good, huh?
It's not as good. If anybody's wondering what we're talking about, it's Old Spice Timber deodorant. It's the best smelling deodorant. There you go.
/ antiperspirant. It's the
hashtag ad.
We're not sponsors.
No.
We're just supporters.
No. Hey, everybody, run out and get a mod junkie. Yeah, get one of those mod junkies. Hey,
get a mod junkie today.
Do you want a $400 controller that'll
break in 2 weeks?
That is cheap as shit. Get a mod junkie.
A mod jankle. That's what you can get. Mod jankle. Oh, Jankle flavored gamer stuff. Hey. God damn it. Jankle flavored gamer stuff.
Oh my gosh, it's the best.
It has that silicone-y chemically smell.
You know what? I put like a little bit of lime in there. Oh my god. Jankle and lime with a salt rim. Yeah.
Mm. Oh jeez.
And when I mean salt rim, I mean rim job.
Yeah. Obviously semen.
Yeah.
But obviously, speaking of semen, the last flavor that Gamersup sent me is like a trial, just to try out.
Mm-hmm.
It's called Completed Guy. And I figure as we close DGP, like, it was only fitting that I give it a shot. Because me personally, I've never completed a guy. And so the fact that...
Hey, you're not the only one.
I know, there's a bunch of them. But they sent me the new flavor, Completed Guy. It was only fair that I gave it a shot. It was a little...
I think Brad's flavor was cute.
It was a little high in sodium, in my personal opinion.
Yeah.
But, you know, they're working on it, so... For everybody that supports Gamer Subs, you know.
Hey, it's R&D.
Just give them your feedback.
It's R&D, you know what I'm saying?
That's right.
All right, guys. What do you say we do Song of the Week? How's that strike you?
What the hell is that?
I got to remember.
Song of the Week is when you pick a song and we add it to our Dad Tales podcast playlist.
Oh, shit.
And I tell you what, you know what? All you other playlists out there, you're doing a great job. I think we're leaving podcast playlists in good hands when we get out of here. All right. Let me... I'm going to write some of these. Actually, tell me what your songs are and then DM me them. And then I'll add them later.
You didn't add last week's yet, did you?
Yep.
No. You did?
No.
No, he has not. I have 416.
All right. I'll add them. I didn't have time. I will. I'll add them this week, though. All right, what do you got? What do you got for me, guys? Actually, you know what? Fuck it. Don't DM me, because you're right. I won't add them. I will add those, because I know where they all are coming from here. But I will put these on as we go. Old school style. All right.
I've got mine.
Okay.
I'm good to go.
Let me have it.
So mine for the final addition to the DTP podcast playlist from Meef J is You Can't Stop Me from Andy Mineo. So add that to your workout playlist and go do work.
Go fuck some shit up.
Yes.
Yeah. Definitely fuck some shit up, guys. All right.
Or as Meef would say, F some S up.
Just F some S up like
just
crazy.
Just F it all up.
Just Meef some Meef up.
Meef it up. All right.
I kind of like that idea of Meefing it up.
Yeah.
So go F some S up and listen to Rusty Cage by Soundgarden.
Yeah, oh, that's a good one, man. Nice. Bad Motor Finger.
You said that, I'm like, oh, is he going to go with the cover by Johnny Cage or not?
Johnny Cash?
I mean...
Johnny Cage was in
Johnny Cage, Rusty Cash.
Rusty Gash?
Oh, boy.
Oh, crap.
That's if you leave your metal dildo inside your vajangle too long.
I thought that was the new flavor for gamer subs.
Your dildo ankle. Why are those two ankles fucking? All right.
Oops.
Here we go.
Is that the Astro Music? That would be great.
Baroque, what do you got, buddy?
I'm going to go with Manamana by Cake.
Ooh. Okay.
Who's not wearing a bra?
That'd be my wife.
How do you spell Manamana?
M-A-H-N-A, comma,
M-A-H.
Yes.
Oh, M-A. I got it. I
found it. Look at that. You know,
I found it. All right.
I'm going to go one headlight, the wallflowers.
Good one. I like that. Okay.
All right. I'm going to go with a new 311 song called Good Feeling.
Oh, nice, bro.
Oh, damn it. I forgot to get my tickets tonight. My fucking $20 tickets.
Ticketmaster.
Damn it. I was going to go see.
I looked. They're not anywhere near me, so I could not partake.
I was going to go see Third Eye Blind and Jimmy Eat World. Still might. They're probably still $20 tomorrow.
The song is Out of Whack and the band is Flaw. It's an old song.
All right. And I am going to pick... shit. That is not... I'm not going to pick shit. That's not what I meant.
That's just what you've done in the past.
Who sings that song?
Trying to turn over a new leaf.
I had a song, and then I lost it. And so, instead, I'm going to pick... let me see if this one is on here. Have I already picked this one? It'll tell me.
You know what? While he's doing this, I'm just going to bring it back that I did say it at the beginning of the show, but Low Watt Living, that guy is an animal. He honestly, I can't get over the fact that he was like, yeah, I'll run your character through. And I hadn't done any of the DLCs at all. He was just sitting there at like level 36 or whatever the hell the Titan was. And the guy went through in like a day and a half. He's like, all right, I'm all done. Do you want me to keep going? And I'm like, yeah, man, go. Just fucking go.
Just fucking go for it, bro.
Just go yeah. for it, man.
All right.
He should know that there's a website called like Fiverr where you can like make money for doing that crap. So you might want to look at
yeah.
that.
Yeah, I mean, now that you've done it for me, you should definitely go look into doing it for money.
Oh, shit. I just noticed that it's telling me that because I have Spotify, I now get Hulu.
Oh, yeah, for
that
free.
That is true.
Oh, shit. Yeah. Oh, shit, dogs. My song so, is...
good night. We're going to all go watch yeah, The Handmaid's Tale. We'll see y'all next week.
My song is Too Drunk to Fuck by the Dead Kennedys.
Oh, yes.
Not safe for work, people.
Really?
All right, shocking. Guys.
The title didn't give it away.
No. No, not at all. All right, guys, we are going to wrap it up there for tonight. You can find us for the next few weeks anywhere you can find. What the fuck? You're already fucking listening to us, you know? But we appreciate the hell out of you doing it. Hey, still, drop us those iTunes reviews. Hey, every little bit helps, guys, to get us noticed. but I want to... send a special thank you to Jake, Chase Lissom, Jay, and Rocker. Thank you guys so much for coming on and being on our, I guess, fourth to the last episode.
Well, yeah. Thanks for having us back.
Fun times.
No problem.
Yeah, classic. Man, this is awesome. It was great to be back, and I look forward to continuing to play with you guys, man.
Yeah, for sure.
It's the OG. Yeah. You'll find us on Twitch from now on, I guess.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that was fun. We can do another old raid. All right, guys. You can find us at DGens Podcast. DGens. At DGens on Twitter. You can find me at JC Jesse. Baroque, where can we find you at, buddy?
You can find me all across the interwebs at Baroque Reaper.
Awesome. Jace, where can we find you at?
Jace7473 on Xbox and Twitter.
BoostKDV.
You said it.
That's right. Stewie G.
STU underscore GTZZO. Don't forget the underscore.
Meef J.
I am at Meef J on Twitter, formerly of at Everyday Gamers podcast. I am on permanent hiatus from them. I did it before it was cool. but you can always find me on Twitter or on Xbox Live. So that's where I'm at.
Awesome. All right, Brad, how about you, buddy?
I'm Listen Button 1 on Xbox, and I don't really care about Twitter that much anymore. But it used to be Haram Brad, so don't forget about Harambe, guys. Yes,
that's
it. Been a few years now. Don't forget.
Never forget.
Rest in peace.
All right, everybody. Be excellent to each other.
Stay fresh, cheesebags.
Hashtag
stay fresh.
Okay. Balls. Northside 416-905 represent. You ready?
You promised me. Deleted these. Here we go. This isn't fair.
Well, my name is Stewie G, and I'm here to say it's good to be polite.
It's a Canadian way.
Way.
Maple syrup. We got poutine and Tim Hortons. I promote the metric system.
This was my favorite part.
It's important.
This was my favorite part.
The Republic. Shit, son. We a Dominion. Healthcare so important. We insure 33 million. So don't you forget. That's just the way it goes. Word to Don.
Word to Don Cherry and the motherfucking hoes.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Have a good rest of your night, fellas.
Oh.
Oh shit, I forgot to say Game of Thrones spoilers.
Oh shit.
I don't care. I gotta go to bed, man.
All right.
This is ridiculous.
Hey, I we'll talk about Game of Thrones next week. Hours. Yeah, I don't want to do that. I'm gonna be up for 5 hours too. So all right, everybody, we'll do Game of Thrones spoilers next week. Bye.
Later, man.
Later.